Sometimes you just have to say screw it and jump in. Life's too fucking short for regrets. It's happened to my brothers before, so I know it can. That thunderbolt feeling that strikes you with just one look. I just never fucking expected it to happen to me. I'm the most jaded motherfucker to walk the face of the earth. There's a reason I wound up a member of the Devil's Blaze Motorcycle Club. I don't fucking deal well with rules. I don't deal well with people, and I don't like living life the way some other fucker tells me I should. So the fact that I'm standing here, in the middle of a fucking street, in the small, sleepy town of Slade, Kentucky, panting after some uptight bitch, knocks me on my ass. It's August, for fuck's sake, and one of the hottest months ever on record. It's easily 102 out here, and this bitch is wearing a long-sleeved gray dress that comes up to her damn chin, and some kind of fancy nylon tights on her legs under that. About the only thing that looks like she dressed for the weather is the tight little bun she's pulled her white gold hair into, and fuck me, that looks painful. The thing is, despite how stupid the outfit is, it is sexy as hell. The dress hugs curves that go on for fucking miles. Tits that would more than fill my hands. And legs? Fuck, those legs were made to wrap around a man. Hell, those pointy-heeled shoes she has on alone make my dick stand up and take notice. I want to pull her hair down and wrap it around my hand while I'm feeding her every inch of my cock. Her skin is creamy milk with just a hint of color, and she has these thick-rimmed black glasses on, and everything about her screams uptight teacher. Hell, suddenly I want to go back to school. She's looking under the hood of a beat-up old Chevy Blazer and waving steam out of her face. I can already tell it's overheating. Then again, so am I. Car trouble? I ask, sounding bored, but honestly, I'm anything but. Shit, if my cock gets any harder, I'm gonna have to jack off right here in the middle of the street. She looks up at me, and even through the glasses, I can see the prettiest blue eyes I've ever laid sight on. Damn, it just keeps getting better. Her sweet little pink tongue comes out and brushes across her lips, and any brain cells I had left that weren't already directing energy to my dick are gone now. Yes, I called AAA, though, she says, and her voice is sweet and soft, and I'm dying to know how it sounds when full of pleasure. You're not from around here, are you, honey?
I just moved here from Illinois. I took the job at the county library.
Librarian? Fuck me, my brain keeps telling me to turn away, and if I could talk any sense at all into my dick right now, I would. That ship has sailed, though. I'm gonna nail this woman. It's just a matter of when at this point. I thought so, I mumbled, looking under the hood of her vehicle. I'm pretty sure I know the problem, but just to make sure, I get down on the ground and crawl under the SUV.
You don't have to do this. I'm sure they'll be sending someone out any minute now.
That's why I knew you weren't from around here. You're in the backwoods of Kentucky, honey. Nearest tow would be Ray's, two counties over, and when he gets here, he'll either be shit-faced, horny, or both.
I'm sure I can find someone.
Your water pump is blown, I inform her, deciding to lay on the ground a moment longer because the view of those fucking fantastic legs of hers that I'm getting through the slit of her skirt is amazing. Jesus.
Will that take a long time to fix?
She asks, looking down at her Mickey Mouse watch. I get up and slam the hood down on her ride and watch as she steps back to look at me. Those blue eyes of hers are wide, but I'm not sure if it's with fear or something else. Her nipples are hard and poking through that tight-ass dress, so I'm hoping it's something else entirely. What's your name, honey?
Annabelle.
Of course it is, I answer, shaking my damn head. Hell, even her name is wholesome.
I'm sorry?
She asks, those blue eyes full of confusion. Not a thing, Annie, not a damn thing. Okay, let's load you on my bike and get you home. I'll get one of the boys to fix your car and drop it off.